This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Well, along with the Saints assistant coaching hires that we've been hearing coming in, the Saints also made a move hiring Ted Rath as their director of sports performance. Hopefully this guy can help on the injury front. 41-year-old sports performance coach most recently worked with the Eagles from 2020 to 23. And while him and Kellen Moore didn't overlap there in Philly, the two have worked together in the past. Rath's first stop in the league came with the Detroit Lions as the assistant strength and conditioning coach from 2009 to 2015. And what do you know? That's when Kellen Moore was playing quarterback for the Lions. During his 15-year NFL career, Rath has worked on the staff of 8 playoff teams. He contributed to the Rams Super Bowl win in 2018 by helping them stay one of the NFL's healthiest teams for 3 consecutive seasons. So like I said, hopefully Rath can come here and help straighten out some of that voodoo that was on the team this year and maybe give a little help to the Pels too, because both those rosters were just decimated these seasons with injuries. And Ted Rath, now the director of sports performance for the Saints.
Most people remember him. He was the get back coach.
Yeah, there you go.
Sean McVay. Because Sean, man, he was a bit of a hothead early on in his career with the Rams. He didn't calm his nerves.
Just think, very emotional.
Because I think ever since he got married, things, it's got that Floyd the Barber comment about Barney. He ain't going to get married. All this won't really affect him as much. Charlie.
Guys, our friends over at D1 Baseball, I almost brought this up with Glenn, but I wanted to save it for triple option, so here we go. They have a new thing called the Heat Sheet, which every weekend they'll be recording pitchers that throw 97 or more miles per hour. They had 17 pitchers in opening weekend throw 97 or more miles per hour. 4 of them from LSU baseball, guys. Kaysen Evans threw 99, Chase Shores touched 99, Maverick Rizzi touched 99, and William Schmidt hit 97. And included in that list, if you guys will recognize, Kaysen Evans, Maverick Rizzi, William Schmidt, 3 freshman pitchers throwing 97 or more miles per hour already. And then Chase Shores, I mean, Ben McDonald came on and talked to us about his first round arm talent. He's hitting 99 on the radar gun, 2 years removed from Tommy John surgery too, guys.
That's just remarkable. Guys, I sort of missed this during the NFL season when it ended, but during the 2024 NFL season, Jahmyr Gibbs, the halfback with the Detroit Lions, former Alabama running back who started at Georgia Tech, he averaged 6.4 yards a touch. It was the most by a player with 300 or more touches in a season. You got to go back to 2000 with Marshall Faulk.
Wow. That's good company right there.
Man. Marshall averaged 6.6. Man, was Marshall something back in those early 2000s. But, man, Jahmyr Gibbs, 6.4 yards a touch as a runner receiver. That is so impressive because you know teams are going after him. They've kind of geared up, and when you touch the ball that many times, man, to average 6.4 yards, that is really impressive for a guy a lot of people questioned. Why y'all picked him in round one? Why would the Lions waste a first-round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs? That's why.
Do you remember when they had like their war room and they showed the video of them all celebrating that Jahmyr Gibbs was there at pick 12? Yeah, I think you understand why now. That kid is talented. He's fantastic.
And he runs with that combination power, speed, and he turns speed into power. But, man, he's so shifty, and he catches the ball well coming out of the backfield. Be interesting to see now the new dynamic. Getting bounced like they did against the Commanders to come back next year and how well that team will react to it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.